This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A truck rammed into several other vehicles and market traders in western Kenya, killing at least 51 people, VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The Friday evening accident occurred at a location known for vehicle crashes near the Rift Valley town of Londiani, which is about 200 kilometers northwest of the capital, Nairobi. Officers at the scene counted at least 51 bodies, but more people were believed to be trapped in the wreckage. That's according to the Rift Valley Police Commander Tom Odera. The Kenya Red Cross Society said Saturday that dozens of people were injured and hospitalized and asked Kenyans to donate blood. It also said heavy rainfall interrupted rescue efforts. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian officials have reported 3 people killed and 17 others wounded from Russian shelling in the country's east and south. A visit by Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez began in Kyiv on Saturday as a show of continuing support from Madrid and the European Union for Ukraine's fight to dislodge invading Russian forces from its territory. Sanchez told Ukraine's parliament that we'll be with you as long as it takes. Sanchez will meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky, with the two set to give a joint news conference on Saturday afternoon. The U.S.'s top military officer, Army General Mark Milley, said on Friday the Ukrainian counteroffensive against Russian forces is going slower than people had predicted, but it is making steady progress.
It is advancing steadily, deliberately, working its way through very difficult minefields, etc.
Milley told an audience at the National Press Club, it's going to be long, it's going to be very bloody, but he said that is the nature of war. This is VOA News. Rioting raged in cities around France for a fourth night, despite massive police deployment, with cars and buildings set ablaze and stores looted. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The fatal shooting of Nahel, whose last name has not been made public, has stirred up tensions between police and young people in housing projects who struggle with poverty, unemployment and racial discrimination. The subsequent four nights of rioting is the worst France has seen in years and puts new pressure on President Emmanuel Macron, who's appealed to parents to keep children off the streets and has blamed social media for helping to fuel the violence. Early Saturday, firefighters extinguished blazes set by protesters that have left scorched remains of cars strewn across the streets. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The African Union force in conflict-torn Somalia said it had completed the first phase of a troop reduction aimed at eventually putting security fully in the hands of the National Army and police. The African Transitional Mission in Somalia said in a statement Friday a total of 7 bases had been handed over to Somali security forces, enabling the drawdown of 2,000 troops by the June 30th deadline. Sierra Leone's main opposition party has said it will not take part in any level of governance in the country, from parliament to local councils, following what it called fraudulent presidential election results. President Julius Maada Bio was reelected for a second term in the first round of voting with 56% of ballots, according to results released by the Electoral Commission Tuesday, which have been contested by the opposition and local organizations. The CEO of United Airlines is apologizing to customers for taking a private jet out of the New York area this week while thousands of passengers were stranded by his airline's cancellations. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby says it was the wrong decision and insensitive to customers. Kirby caught a private jet from Teterboro, New Jersey to Denver Wednesday, a day United canceled 750 of its flights. United blamed weather and a shortage of FAA air traffic controllers for some 3,000 cancellations this week, but the transportation secretary shot back on Twitter that all the other airlines had mostly recovered from the storms, showing a graph of how many more flights United had canceled. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.